There's been a really frustrating story, especially for us right now during this time of local government election campaigning, which seems like another situation of bylaws that are just getting in the way of logical living. Our bylaws aren't the same from city to city, but you may have heard of the cabbage bandit in Tshwane, who got in trouble with authorities for planting cabbages and other vegetables on the verge of his home. They came around, arrested him, and basically issued him with a 1,500 rand fine, and said that he can sort of have an admission of guilt, which of course will leave him with a criminal record. Have a listen to a bit of his conversation with John Matham just yesterday.
I planted the vegetable garden in 2019. That was the first time, and that was sweet potato. The reason I planted was to actually support my wife's work as a social worker, because she was donating a lot of food that she was buying from Fruit and Veg. You know, Fruit and Veg usually have those 100 rand specials.
Yeah,
so she would spend considerable lot of money. Sometimes I'll do two loads, you know, to go and get the specials. So it was a lot of money for me. So I wanted to save from my side. From her side, she was actually bringing food to the Soshanguve area for free. So that is when I planted the garden. Actually, in the corner there, I wanted to plant roses, and I misjudged them because they were supposed to be 120. So we decided to plant vegetables because the vegetables were 15 rand a pack of cabbage seeds. And yeah, my wife, my neighbors, the guys who push the trolleys on Thursday, everyone has been benefiting free of charge from that corner.
We want to find out from Alderman Grant Twiggy, MAKO member for urban management here in the West, or in Cape Town, in the city of Cape Town, how that kind of rule, or what kind of rule would be applied here. Grant, welcome back to the show. So, you know, I know obviously bylaws differ from city to city, but what kind of bylaw might allow that kind of an arrest for somebody just taking up, I suppose, a little bit of an initiative in a very difficult economic environment?
Yeah, good morning, Rupiwe. I think from our side, we're actually encouraging people to do exactly what the gentleman did. Because one of the things that we're encouraging is that people look after the area immediately adjacent to their properties. And in the city of Cape Town, we're actually encouraging people to actually start up with vegetable gardens. So I think the bylaw that would actually have come in there would have been where people should not use municipal property without the necessary authority, but also avoiding people from walking on sidewalks and so forth.
Right, so it might have been obstructive. A person maybe who's on a wheelchair. I don't know if you've seen photos of the verge. It's very unlikely that people are going to necessarily be passing by there without at some point touching the road on one or other side of the verge. But let's just say it's on a straight line or on a straight road, and we're trying to apply a rule consistently here. Could there be a compromise reached between the city and the owner of the property to say, okay, fine, as long as there's a pathway that goes from house to house and across driveways, then on the other side of the pathway, I'm able to, as you say, be encouraged to use the verge lawn.
Yes. I'm sure the municipality would actually encourage that, because a lot of the spaces that is adjacent to properties, when people don't look after it, it actually becomes dumping sites, because people passing by just, you know, throw down their papers, and some people also use the space. You know, it's not everybody that actually looks after the space. So when there's a little bit of dirt on a particular corner or space, everybody else just comes and uses that as a dumping space. So within the city of Cape Town, we've got food gardens, and in some areas we're actually encouraging people to plant flowers and roses, like the gentleman said he wanted to do. I'm not sure what is happening that side, but on our side we're actually trying to encourage that.
Yeah, Grant, and does a city differentiate between food you know, vegetables like sweet potato, cabbages, and roses? Because I think many people have roses and little grass patches. Is there a differentiation between like just floral aesthetic and that which might be eaten?
Not really, because whatever happens in that open space, it actually not only beautifies, but it also assists that particular community. So what we're saying, and I'm not sure how that gentleman got it right to plant vegetables in the open space, because, you know, in some areas people just vandalize and steal. Mm. But, you know, if it's planting of flowers and beautifying the area, we're encouraging that. If it's there to plant vegetables, to support a community or the family or the street, it doesn't actually make a difference.
Final question from me, Grant. I found it interesting that this garden has been going since 2019 and this arrest happened late 2021. In terms of the breach, let's say, quote unquote, of a bylaw, does someone have to report it to you, or could people just be driving by from the city and just sort of knock on your door and say there's a concern here?
Normally it would be somebody that reports the problem, but I know that our officials just don't go around and harass people when they do something like that, because like I said, within the city of Cape Town, there's at many occasions you'll find gardens that's been going for some time. We've only recently started actually being in much more support of these gardens and vegetable gardens.
All right, Leka. Thanks a lot. Grant Twigg, MECO member for urban management. Have a great morning. So possibly salty neighbors, right? Not liking the fact that he's assisting the people, the homeless that his wife assists in social work.